Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: نحن النمرقة الوسطى، بها يلحق التالي، وإليها يرجع الغالي.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said: We, the members of the Prophet's family, are like the pillow in the middle. He who lags behind has to come forward to meet it, while he who has exceeded the bounds has to return to it.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, over the great many episodes that we have been together, we have been talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. This universal persona, which includes within it so many different virtues and qualities and beautiful attributes, whether it is courage and chivalry, generosity and charity, taqwa and God-wariness, God-consciousness, piety, or whether it is this beautiful altruism, sincerity, truth, courage on the battlefield, and humbleness off the battlefield, truly a beautiful universal persona. And unfortunately, we find that history and historians have done a great injustice to the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Not only did they usurp the right to leadership of Imam Ali alayhi salam right from the beginning, but even historians have not given their due diligence and they have not given their due credit to the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so, on the other hand, we find that perhaps it was because of what was to unfold in the future that the Messenger of Allah himself, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he greatly and highly and continuously emphasized the great spiritual status of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the successorship of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the great knowledge of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and multiple occasions, in order that the people would be able to know who is on the right and who is on the wrong, in order for people to be able to know that truly Ali ma'al haq and haq ma'al Ali, that Imam Ali alayhi salam is with the truth and the truth is with Imam Ali alayhi salam. So there is an individual by the name of Mu'adh who quotes the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as saying that love for Ali ibn Abi Talib is a good deed with which a sin is forgivable, and yet enmity with Ali ibn Abi Talib is itself a sin unforgivable. These traditions that we find and these sayings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Imam Ali alayhi salam are truly astounding. These are traditions that come from the very source that has given us the Quran, the very source that was the messenger of the Almighty Allah, the very source that has taught us Islam. And so here the love for Imam Ali alayhi salam is so powerful and is such a great good deed that it is possible that certain sins can be forgiven. Now, of course, this does not give us the right to go and start sinning as much as we want, however much we want, wherever and whenever we want, and then expect it to be forgiven just because of the love for Imam Ali alayhi salam. No, what is trying to be said is this idea that if you have love for Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, you will prevent yourself from committing sins. And if you have true love for Imam Ali alayhi salam, you will follow his footsteps. You will follow his universal persona. And when you follow the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, in all its different aspects and facets and faces and angles, then of course the committing of sins becomes something which is rarely done. Of course, an integral part of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is to not commit sins, to not disobey the Almighty Allah. And so if one has love for Imam Ali alayhi salam, then they will not commit sin. And if they do end up committing sin, it is forgivable. Why? Because it was most surely a sin that was done out of error, and it was done out of mistake. Another beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرضه وحجته على عباده السلام عليك يا أمير
المؤمنين. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him, and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee. كل صبح وكل اشرب ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
There is one hadith where the fifth Imam says, "Kullu man dana Allah azza wa jal bi'ibadatin yajhadu fiha nafsuhu." That anyone who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the acts of worship, through the ibadat, in which he exerts himself beyond the call of duty. But then there is a problem. وَلَا إِمَامَ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ He does all these things as far as his ibadat is concerned. He goes beyond the call of duty, but then he has no imam for him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what will happen? Imam says, فَسَعْيُهُ غَيْرَ مَقْبُولٌ All his efforts will not be acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ ظَالٌ مُتَحَيِّرٌ He is misguided and bewildered and confused. And Allah will not accept his a'amal. It's Allah who makes the conditions. Just as he says, good deeds without amal has no worth. Good deeds, iman, without the vilayat of Ali also has no worth. And this is where we have to understand that this is one of the, you know, unanimously accepted concept of the Shia faith. You know, and it's not something controversial. This is not ghulu. This is not exaggeration. This is part of the understanding of the vilayat of Ali and Ali alayhim salatu wasalam. You know, Allah assured Rasulullah, don't worry. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah will protect you from the people. You just convey the message. Whether they follow it or not, that's my problem. I'll deal with them. You have to convey the message. Nothing will happen to you. And when we look at the name of Ali, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected his image, his name, in spite of all the opposition during his life, after his life, till now. You know, when you look at the example of some scholars, for example, in Pakistan, who tried to tarnish the image of Amir al-Mu'mineen by saying that, oh, he was involved na'uzu billah in a situation where he was drunk and went for namaz and this ayat came. You know, Shias also, of course, they expressed their anger about it, they talked about it, they wrote about it, but it wasn't only the Shias. Even Sunni scholars among them who came forward to protect the image and name of Ali.
Do Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.